Mike Wilner, our Blue Jays voice, Sportsnet 590, the fan, is in Dunedin. And Mike, boy, that's a busy early morning for you guys.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't expected. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, and I talked about his split and how it needs to be better, and it wasn't yesterday against the Orioles. But I don't know if it's that cut and dried after talking to John Gibbons. I
okay.
mean, it seemed like, you know, if you look into the subtext, that Gibbons was really upset and didn't want to really talk about it. And
was upset at his Delabar's reaction, or...?
No, I think he was upset about the demotion. It makes me feel like he lost the battle here and didn't want Steve
okay.
Delabar to be sent down. But I wonder who it was between. And if it's Delabar and Asuna, then Asuna has certainly pitched awfully, awfully well and deserves a spot on this team. If maybe it's Delabar and Redmond, and they're keeping Redmond because of the options. But again, I think they want some multiple inning relief depth because you're starting Sanchez and Norris, and
right.
you kind of need that. So maybe having Estrada as your multiple inning reliever isn't enough, and you need another guy. And so it does seem to make sense to me. If Miguel Castro is going to be your setup guy, and Brett Cecil is going to be your closer, then Roberto Asuna is probably and Todd Redmond are probably better options to have than a Steve Delabar who's not at his peak. And I thought Delabar was a slam dunk to make this team, but the devastating splitter hasn't been there. He's had a fine spring, but Asuna has just been so good. And I think what will really anger a lot of people is if this move is made to save a guy who has options like a Kyle Drabek. But I don't see that happening.
I can't, yeah. Has Kyle Drabek done enough this spring to warrant that type of consideration?
He's been fine, nothing special.
Yeah.
He might get claimed by, so I can see Houston claiming him
sure.
on waivers.
Sure.
But that, you're taking the best 25 men. That's the risk you take.
And it's interesting. I'm glad you put it the way you did, Mike, because people need to understand. Look, we've covered baseball for a long time, and there are always instances where a manager and general manager or quote-unquote management differ on how a roster is set. Sometimes it becomes public, sometimes it doesn't. But, I mean, there's always differences of opinion, and I guarantee it won't be the last difference of opinion between John Gibbons and Alex Anthopoulos when it comes to
right.
setting this roster.
And the front office has the final say.
Yes.
And, sometimes it's a delicate balance, obviously. Sometimes a GM is going to give in to what a manager wants, do something he doesn't want to do to keep the manager happy and the troops on the field, as it were. But sometimes he's going to have to put his foot down and say, look, this is the deal. This is the way we're going. And, I'm not sure that happened in this instance,
mm-hmm.
but John Gibbons certainly did not seem happy at all with, and I don't think he was unhappy with Delabar's reaction. In fact, he said he was happy that Delabar reacted the way he did. It might just have to be while you're dealing with somebody's livelihood and
right.
you don't want to have to tell this guy that he's a big leaguer, but he's going to start in Buffalo.
Right.
Or it might be that he really saw the bullpen constructed in a different way.
We've also found out, and you put this out on Twitter, that John Gibbons said that Meiser is Turris and Michael Saunders will start the year in the DL. Right now, what does that do to the composition of the roster? Your best guess as to who that helps. Does that help, for example, a Steve Tolleson?
Yeah, it really does. But I think it might help Devin Travis or Ryan Goins more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It saves Tolleson. And I don't know, if he would consider it to be a help because he spends a week in the major leagues
right.
and maybe gets snuck through waivers and instead of somebody claiming him at the end of spring training and getting a job somewhere in the big leagues. But with Saunders going on the DL, they can afford to keep Tolleson from waivers and use him as their fourth outfielder, again, until Saunders is ready. And it also gives him a little bit of a backup if Devin Travis is completely overmatched in the first week of the season, then they can send Travis down to Buffalo for a while and keep Goins and Tolleson as that platoon at second base that they used a little bit last year. And you know, if Esturiz had been healthy, he would have been the starting second baseman. So Travis would probably have started in the minors. So this, these two moves get Devin Travis and Steve Tolleson into the big leagues to start. And, yeah, I mean, it helps Travis a lot more because Tolleson, I guess, they're only doing it to give them the flexibility to try to sneak him through waivers a week later.
Now, Mike, I know that you're a father of two daughters, correct?
Correct.
Are they holding up okay under the Zane Malik news?
You know what? I have no idea who that is, and I think I should be happy about that.
He left One Direction yesterday. You didn't know that?
They see, my daughters are I don't even know what One Direction fans are called, but they are the
one. They're called Directioners. They're called Directioners.
I don't believe that to be.
They
true.
Are. They're called. Travis, look it up. They're called Directioners. They are.
They're the opposite. They are anti-Directioners.
Oh, that's awful.
They're in the group that thinks it's cool to hate One Direction. So,
they probably don't care. Who's your favorite member of One Direction, by the way? It would have to be Niall Horan, right?
It doesn't have to be Harry.
Oh, Harry's okay.
Isn't he supposed to be the dreamy one, the heartthrob? The rebel with the long hair who doesn't care about nothing?
That's right, yeah. That's a guy that Taylor Swift dissed.
I think that the way boy bands are designed, everyone's supposed to like Harry.
By the way, our intern, Andrew Pizzola, looked up the, checked online, and Mike, I was right. Fans of One Direction are called Directioners, which sounds a little bit like kind of a cultish thing, doesn't it?
It shows an astounding lack of creativity.